Jamie just leaned over to me and he said, just look how God's blending the older generation with the younger generation. Because somebody was faithful to serve, the younger generation has got something to sing. Thank God for some of these older men that have stood in the storms of their life so you and I would have a place to preach and to serve. I appreciate God's goodness and appreciate David here. I want him to tell you, I just felt like he ought to do this before Dana preached. He came while Dana was with us in revival, but he was homeless. But he'll tell you about it. But God gave him a song, and I want you to hear his testimony. Amen. Hold it up there.
My name is David, and God has really blessed me. He blesses me every day. He showed me what I needed to do. I thought he was putting me through misery, but he was actually showing me the way. I was homeless for 3 years. I lived by the railroad track in a tent. And I started drinking again, and I stayed drunk all the time. And I was miserable. And then in 2020, it rained every day for about 20 days. Might have been 40 days and 40 nights. But he sent me a message. I was going into DTs. Everything was wet. I said, nothing to eat. I didn't know what to do, so I got on my knees. And I prayed harder than I ever did. And I told the Lord, I said, please, Lord, if you'll just take this cold wind and this rain away, I'll do whatever you want. I'll go to church on Sunday. It wasn't just a few minutes. The wind died away. Then the sun come out. And I could see a rainbow down through the trees. And my sister was going down the road and picked me up, seen me. Hadn't seen me in a long time. She said, where you been? I said, in the woods. She said, come on, get in the car, you're going with me. I said, what about my tent? She said, don't worry about that, the Lord will replace it. And he asked many times over. And she took me over to Jordan's house. And Jordan cut my hair. It was long and gray. And my beard was all nappy. I probably hadn't had a bathed in a creek, but I hadn't had a decent bath in probably a couple of years. And I know God put me on this earth for a purpose. And if it wasn't for nothing but to wave and smile at somebody and let them smile back at me. Because I believe you make your own happiness. Don't let nobody steal it. Keep it. And as long as you've got Jesus in your heart, all things are possible. And he gave me a song to sing. So I'd walk down the railroad track and I'd sing it. It would change this way and that way, but it came out the same.
Because he's Jesus.
Jesus, and he's my Savior, and he loves you too. Yes, he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves you too.
Amen. I love you. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Hallelujah! It's just grace and mercy. Grace and mercy! Grace and mercy! Hallelujah! 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 Bless his name. Oh, Lord. Glad the Lord was a-looking for me one day. Woo! He wasn't looking for me because he didn't know where I was at. He is a-looking for me because I didn't know where I was at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he come to seek and to save that which was lost? That's where I was at. I'm glad he saved me. I'm glad he saved you. Woo! 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 Glory! Glory, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. What a Savior this morning. What a Savior. What a Savior. What a Savior. What a name. What a name. What a name. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Oh, I'm glad for what God's grace can do in all of our lives. Had it not been that God interfered in us, in our lives, we'd all be headed to hell. But I'm glad God stepped into my world. Hallelujah! Came all the way from heaven down to earth just because he loved somebody like I was, and he loved somebody like you are. Oh, what a God! What a God this morning that he loves somebody like me, somebody like you. He came because I couldn't come to him. He came to me so I can go to him. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh. I appreciate the good Holy Ghost. It'd help you to get broadsided like that every once in a while. Simon Peter said to that Sanhedrin that day, they said, "Don't you ever preach in that name again." And Simon Peter said, "We cannot help but preach and teach the things that we have seen and heard." Simon Peter said, I can't help it. I've seen what he's done. It's in me. I know what his power can do. And I just can't help myself. Oh, it'd help you to get in that pulpit on Sunday morning and get a good case of the can't help it and go to telling your people how great your God is and worship him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. I say glory, glory, glory. Heaven, heaven is crying holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, bless his name. Oh, I thank him this morning. I didn't ask for it, but he sent it anyhow. Amen. Oh, I don't deserve a thing. I'm wretched. I'm undone. I'm unclean. There ain't nothing good about me except what he did in me. He's the only one that's worth anything. I'm nothing this morning. Oh, I ought to just bow in these shavings and hide my face. But I want you to know he is on his throne and he'll sit there forever. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to see him as he really is. I can't worship him like I'd like to in this life, but you wait till I get a glorified body. Hallelujah. I'll be able to honor him and uplift him like I ought to. Help us, oh God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Heaven resounds with glory and honor to the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. I'm glad God sent him a rainbow. And he looked down through them trees and he said, I heard my Savior. He was a looking for me. Hallelujah. Do you remember when he came to you? Do you remember when he convicted you of sin? Do you remember when you bowed and he heard your cry? Oh, hallelujah. What a Savior this morning. Blessed be his name. I'm wore out. He's good. Come here, Brother Dana. I appreciate this man of God. If you didn't hear him preach yesterday, you ought to get that CD or you ought to go on the website, hear that message about the stone being rolled out in front of Lazarus' tomb. It'll help you. I guarantee it. You just say what's on your heart. I didn't mean to do it. But I'm not ashamed I did it. I'm not repenting about it. No, sir. I appreciate God's touch. I want him to touch you. But I sure glad when he touches me too. And I want him to help you, but I'm thankful when he helps me. Lord knows we need help. We need help this morning. Amen. I love you. They got you right there.
I was in the meeting with Brother Steve, I believe, back in March. I didn't know anything about Brother David. And Brother Steve called on him to come up and to do what he did here. And he began to testify about being out under them trees. And then he sang that song, chorus of it, over the rainbow, down through the trees, came my Savior looking for me. And if I've sung that one time, I've sung it 100 times. I can't get over. And I've been able to share it. I shared it, Brother Jack. Everywhere, every meeting I've been in so far, I've shared it. here's the thrill of it. Every salvation experience is different. And God puts a patent on it. There never will ever been one like it. And there'll never come another. Did you know God patented your experience in salvation? Never be another one. You'll never witness that again. Not like that. Same Christ, same Holy Ghost, same gospel. But it'll come down a different road, different way. It seems as though that there'll just be one thing that'll mark you that'll come out of that salvation experience that will forever be a part of you. Sometimes more noticeable than others. But not long after I was here, I was out preaching in Mississippi with Alan Gully. There's a fella about reminded me of Brother David there. Tattoos all up and down his arms, the scars.